There is an enigmatic statement in the Vedas which goes, Na devo devam archayat. And it means, God shall be worshipped by none but God. It's a very interesting statement. You're not allowed, and you cannot worship God unless you realize you are God. That is what real worship of God means, that you realize the Godhood. Otherwise, it's not true worship. It may be begging of some sort. It may be creating a fantasy. It may be trying to be pious in some conventional sense, but it's not the true worship. Worship is a contraction, you know, of an old English word, worth shape, to shape your own worth in the image of God. But the true meaning is to realize that your worth is already the shape of God. You are made in the image of God, as the Bible says. But what image are we talking about? It's not the physical organism. It's the inner light. That is the form of God. Infinite light, infinite presence, infinite bliss. It's when we realize that then we will see all as God. And life becomes an act of worship. We live in the eternal present. And we recognize everyone that we meet as a living symbol of the divine. So this is a room full of goddesses and of gods. And when we realize that, and when we realize what that means is not, oh, the ego is a god over others. No, but one has surrendered the ego to the true God consciousness. Then we are free to see each other in a state of unconditional love and not to be caught up in any other egoic games, because we're already free. We don't have to live in a state of desire and fear that creates the hell realm that is egoic life, but can come from a place of wholeness and empowerment, fullness, with something to offer the other that does not require a return on one's investment. And one moves from a capitalistic mode to an altruistic mode of intersubjective relationship, a divine mode. And this freedom from neediness, from needing to get something, because you realize that you have everything within you, you don't need anything. Nothing can be added unto that which is all. Then you're free of all the bondages of human ego consciousness. And that is our birthright. And it's the only path out of the labyrinth of the human lostness, looking for something to relieve its sufferings. It's only by turning within and opening one's heart and discovering that here I have been all along. I am and I shall be that I shall be. Ehyeh asher ehyeh, as it says also in the Hebrew Torah. Yo soy eso, I am that which I have been looking for. But not that as a mirror image, not that as an ego face, but the faceless, imageless presence. And in that is liberation. And so it comes very easily, and it can come in a moment like that, by letting go of the demands that the ego makes on the other to be recognized through the simple act of self-recognition. Don't wait. Don't be fragile and depend on the other to recognize your Godhood. And the moment you give up those demands that the world treat you in a certain way, then you are free. to dream a new world, that recognize that this world is really a dream made up of our projections and the projections of other dreaming egos. But beyond that is the cosmic dream. And once we become co-dreamers of the cosmic dream, then everything changes in a way that cannot be predicted and calculated by the egoic mind. And then the world becomes a sea of blessings, but blessings that are not made up out of our wishes, but come from a place that give us some kinds of blessings that are unimaginably wonderful, that we could not have determined in advance, oh, this is what I want. And it's only by giving up the wanting that we open a space to receive those blessings. The very wanting of reality to look a certain way actually holds out the blessings that wish to come, because we don't recognize them, because they look different. And so we can turn this hell realm into a heaven in one stroke by changing that attitude toward the real and recognizing the supreme reality that permeates the phenomenal plane, that lives beyond all laws and all limitations and all strictures and restrictions. And so we need an unrestricted understanding of who we are, an unrestricted, unlimited insight into the infinite that is the self. And this is what we do when we meditate. We silence all those little thought forms that try to contract us into certain self-images and concepts. We open up to a level of mind that transcends language and transcends duality and conceptualization of any kind. And we enter the realm of freedom. And when we can live in that freedom, then everything changes. Life becomes an act of grace.